105.3 Seaside FM. Hi to everyone who listens to us. I'm still at the Burton Pity Festival today. It's a bit rainy, but nevertheless, I'm joined by Paul Barker. Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
So, what are you trying to do here today?
Sell handmade pottery, thrown pottery.
Are you making it yourself?
Yes, I am.
Wow, is that a proper business then?
No, it's a paying hobby. I'm retired and I'm just started up the pottery again at Easter.
Pretty cool. For how long are you doing this by now?
We started in 1979 and we stopped for about 25 years. And we started up again at Easter this year. So we've been going 30 odd years.
That is pretty cool actually. And explain to us, what are you offering here today?
Well, whatever. I mean, we do bowls, jugs, pots, urns, clocks, candle holders. I also do some encaustic art, which is made with hot wax.
Ooh.
You put the wax on a little iron as big as a mouse that you do with a computer, and you put the wax onto your iron, and then you iron and create. And it's called encaustic art, which goes back to the pharaohs when they used to decorate the mummies. So it's an ancient art.
Really good. That is proper art, I would call it like this. Brilliant. And is there an item that took longer than other ones maybe?
These take about 4 minutes to make. The pottery, the coffee pots, you throw them in bits, you do the vase and the spout and the lid. So the throwing time would maybe take 10 minutes, but the actual construction time maybe take an hour. So the coffee pot with the lid is the longest. But such as the bowl, I can throw 3 minutes.
Cool, and you're doing that for hobby, which could mean there will be items every now and then you really love. Is there anything you kept for yourself instead of selling somewhere?
Absolutely. You throw something and it turns out really well, and you say, oh, I'll have that. And then you have relations and family. My daughter comes in, oh, I like that. Or can I have a pot for a friend, and it's like one for me, and or can I have that and one for me. And
Sounds like a lot of work. How many hours are you spending then?
Well, the actual throwing time is only in the warmer months, so I'm throwing as much as I can until maybe October, and then by the time winter comes, the glazes are cold and whatever. So once you've thrown the pot, you can dry it and fire it to a biscuit, and then you can fire the biscuit over winter. Because you can't, it won't dry, and if it's freezing, it won't do. So virtually every day really in the summer, because I'm retired now.
Okay.
So yeah.
And I think doing this requires a lot of inspiration. Is it like you're waking up in the morning thinking, today I would like to make a bowl and tomorrow it's a cup?
Yes, I'm on holiday, you wander around and have ideas. I went to London to see my other daughter, and I went to Covent Garden and saw glass bottles where they were melted and put a clock in. And I thought, oh, well, I can make a pot clock, make a bowl, and then...
It's actually working.
Yes, it's... Let's have a look, it's right down. So I haven't seen a pot clock anywhere.
Right.
So I'm creating some ideas just by wandering around and looking.
Okay, and talking about wandering around, where can people see you next?
No idea. I mean, this is the first time out, really. We're getting enough stock, and then maybe do the farmers markets or Skellington market. But we'll just see. We've just got some pots in the garage and... thought we'd come out and people would see, then they might come for Christmas presents.
Right, and for you said it's a hobby. What would you advise to people who are watching this right now and thinking, you know what, I want to do the same?
Have a go. You can't, if you like it, have a go. There's nothing more satisfying than actually seeing something that's finished and you've created it and you've made it.
Thank you very much for that interview. This was 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy, out and about at Burton.